In 1838, 4,000 Cherokee died in the forced removal that the Cherokees called Nuna Dul Usuni, the trail where they cried. The removal of the Cherokee people resulted from the Indian Removal Act of 1830, which was violently implemented by Andrew Jackson. In 1831, the Choctaw were first to be uprooted, followed by the Seminole in 1832, the Creek in 1834, and the Chickasaw in 1837, and finally the Cherokee in 1838. By 1837, 46,000 Native Americans have been removed from their homes. O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. O Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on us. Psalm 109, verses 20 to 25. But you, O Lord my God, O deal with me according to your name. For your tender mercy's sake, deliver me. For I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. I have faded away like a shadow when it lengthens. I am shaken off like a locust. My knees are weak through fasting, and my flesh is wasted and gaunt. I have become a reproach to them. They see and shake their heads. Help me, O Lord my God. Save me for your mercy's sake. O Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on us. A reading from Luke chapter 9, verses 18 to 27. And it happened, as he was alone praying, that his disciples joined him and asked them, saying, Who do the crowd say that I am? So they answered and said, John the Baptist. But some say Elijah, and others say one of the old prophets has risen again. Then he said to them, But who do you say that I am? Peter answered and said, The Christ of God. And he strictly warned and commanded them to tell this to no one, saying, The Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised the third day. Then he said to them all, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. And for what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and is himself destroyed or lost? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him the Son of Man will be ashamed when he comes in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. But I tell you truly, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the kingdom of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. O Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on us. Native theologian Randy Woodley has asked, When will the American church awake from her slumber? If they want Native Americans to heal, if they want them to finally meet Jesus, then let them begin by speaking truth as Jesus did and say the only words Indians want to hear. We stole your land. Our First Nations people have heard the gospel over and over again, but rarely have they seen anyone truly live it. Let us pray. As we enter prayer now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. As we draw near to you, God, would you draw near to us? Teach us to pray. May we know thee more clearly, love thee more dearly, and follow thee more nearly, day by day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We choose to rejoice today in God's great forgiveness. joining in the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 32. Oh, what joy for those whose disobedience is forgiven, whose sin is put out of sight. Yes, what joy for those whose record the Lord has cleared of guilt, whose lives are lived in complete honesty. I say to myself, I will confess my rebellion to the Lord, and you forgave me. All my guilt is gone. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we ask for your forgiveness for all that we have done wrong. Forgive us when we deceive ourselves into thinking that we're okay as we are, that our faults are minor ones which we can overlook. Shine your light on us. There are many people who know that they are not okay as they are. They live deep in deep, deep darkness because of their circumstances or choices that they've made. Lord Jesus, light of the world, we ask you to step into their darkness and shine your light and love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we yield to your amazing grace, acknowledging that mercy is indeed what we most desperately need. We lay aside our pride and put our trust in you. Today we stand on your promise from Proverbs 28:13. Whoever conceals their sins does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy. As we make our confession, thank you that you welcome us to live always under the great umbrella of your mercy. Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone we connect with. And Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. Amen. And as our Saviour Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Teach us, Lord, to deny ourselves for the sake of your kingdom. Help us distinguish self-righteous suffering from the suffering that comes from bearing our crosses as we follow you. Amen. And may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he bring you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.